First of all, this weekend, I suggest you read the wonderful reflection by our music director in the bulletin. Let this be your take-home homily, since I will be covering a different topic this week and next. And by the way, these talks are not about money at all, so don't worry. Last fall, I gathered together a diverse group of about 40 parishioners. They joined me in what was called a parish transformation process. The timing was excellent in that we were due to create our next St. Mary of Vernon 5-year parish plan anyway. Let's face it, if you don't plan, if you don't set priorities, if you don't focus concretely on what you need to do and how you are going to accomplish your plans, then the result is all talk and no action. And so what we did is so terribly important to our life as a parish family. How did we begin? We began by listening to you, your input. If you will remember, many of you completed surveys, online or in print version. We looked at your views of our parish, its strengths, and its challenges or needs. Then we reflected on some of the priorities our present and recent popes have urged us to consider and make our own. With prayer and much discussion, we talked about each of the 7 building blocks of a vibrant parish. We decided that it was important for us as a parish to focus on 3 in particular: evangelization, missionary spirit, and catechesis. We also felt that it was important for all of you to join us in reflecting on these very themes, which we found so powerful, actually essential, so that we could refresh our personal and communal faith life and our sense of being church together. In this homily time, with a fuller article in the bulletin, I'd like to share with you and excite you about evangelization as something important and crucial for all of us. Why? Because if we truly value the Catholic faith and our church, evangelization is crucial so that there can actually be future generations of our faith community. What is evangelization? Well, it's a lot of things, to be sure. However, when we Catholics hear that word, we are very, very, very suspicious. We think immediately of evangelical religious preachers, especially on TV, and we are turned off. We want none of that. So for starters, we need to throw out that instinctive understanding, or we don't get anywhere at all. Basically, the roots of the word evangelize tell us what it is really all about: good news. It's about what comes naturally, simply sharing the good news that has changed our lives, that touches our lives day in and day out. Just like when Mary, Peter, and the disciples personally experienced the risen Lord, they just could not keep it to themselves. They couldn't help sharing it with the others in their lives whom they loved and cared for. Evangelization is all about meeting the living Jesus, the living Christ. Have we met the Lord and heard his voice? I suspect we have not focused on this as much as we should in recent years. I know this was central to my life and probably the underpinning of my choosing my particular vocation in life. Being Christian is about believing in Jesus Christ, who comes to us in the Gospels. More importantly, it is realizing that we truly can have and need to have a personal relationship with the risen Jesus living among us. Evangelization stirs up the desire to know Christ more intimately and, as a result, to follow him more closely. We do this through making personal prayer time with the Lord a priority. We do this by entering into our communal shared prayer, especially our Sunday Eucharist, an important way through which we come closer to Jesus and through Jesus to one another. The more we talked during these sessions, the more we realized just how much life has become ridiculously busy for almost everyone. Paying attention to our personal relationship with the Lord, like so many things, has fallen off the list of our personal or parish priorities. So, by way of example, one of our concrete suggestions for attention and action included encouraging and offering parishioners more and varied opportunities to establish or reestablish our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, whether prayer opportunities, retreats, speakers, and so forth. Once we realize more personally our relationship with the risen Lord and how this Lord strengthens the bonds among all of us, it becomes only natural to share with others what we value, what we find hopeful and meaningful in our lives. That's why Pope Francis reminds us over and over again that we have so much to share with others. The core message of Christianity is God's love and mercy. The source of our joy is God's love. The source of our peace is God's mercy. We have good news to communicate to a world that deals with so much darkness, despair, and death, of which our daily headlines are full. Our good news is that love and life are stronger than death and hatred, violence and pain. Our very baptism, whether long ago or recent, encourages us to wrestle with the basic question, do we see ourselves as evangelists, evangelizers? If not so much, then perhaps it is healthy for us to reacquaint ourselves with what that really means. If sharing the good news, the meaning of the word evangelize, is what our baptism calls us to be about as disciples of Jesus, how can we do this more comfortably and naturally? This isn't rocket science. To start with, it does not mean preaching on street corners. It starts with simply living good and responsible lives within our own vocations, among our own family members, co-workers, and others we meet. It includes such things as the quality of our communal worship, our confidence in confronting injustice, our ability to forgive when no one else will, our efforts to be a welcoming and inviting community, to take a stand with the poor, to be hopeful even in difficult times. It is as basic as reaching out to others with our ability to empathize, show compassion, encourage, love, and affirm those around us in a day in and day out kind of way. This is evangelizing. For our hope would be that, somewhere along the line, others might just want to ask us what or who, for that matter, motivates us to be joyful, outgoing, loving, and caring. Then, without fanfare, without quoting doctrines or teachings or using memorized words or phrases, but with simple sincerity of heart, we will be ready to informally share the reason for our hope, our trust, and our love, Jesus Christ, our brother and friend. Then the next step is to do as Pope Benedict XVI urged us to do. He said it was time to re-propose the gospel. Our task is to think creatively about how we can show that Jesus and his gospel does have something to say to our contemporary sisters and brothers. How can we use refreshing language, new methods, and communication systems that will speak to today's modern culture? How might we invite others to join with us and journey with us as a community of faith? At our Eucharist today, let us seek to be nourished and strengthened as individuals and as a family of faith for our wonderful and joyful task of sharing our relationship with Jesus and one another with those who come into our lives this next week. Let us take the word of God with us as we go, and let us, at the same time, be open to discovering Jesus within the people we meet as well.